Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
These four webinars came on the heels of 25 meetings across the Cotton Belt, again designed to continue to educate the industry on the provisions of the new Farm Bill. The webinars were seen as an opportunity to reach those members within the industry who were not able to attend the in-person sessions.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Starting in the southeast and then working toward the west. The webinar was a combination of a PowerPoint presentation as well as the audio from the speaker, and really walked through the provisions of the new Farm Bill. Each webinar focused on examples that were specific to that region of the country within the webinar, and typically would include an example for each of the states in the four Cotton Belt regions. And it would allow producers to see in their area a very representative example of what the new stacked income protection plan could look like for 2015 in terms of the liability under the product, the protection under the product, and also the premiums that would be associated with it.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In many cases, we would have specific questions, in some cases, about the timing of indemnities that might be conveyed under stacks. Also had some questions in terms of the timetable for sign-up between the PLC and ARC programs that apply to other covered commodities. Producers also inquired about the new payment limit provisions that are in the Farm Bill. And then we had some questions about some of the other new insurance provisions. One is called supplemental coverage option. And then also the Farm Bill included a new provision that will allow producers the opportunity to update their APH yields that are used in determining their insurance protection.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We are making available the presentations and the audio, and so that information is posted on the National Cotton Council's website at cotton.org. Producers are encouraged to go to the website, and they'll see a link on the homepage that will allow them to go back and listen to the webinar for their location and see the slides and the examples for their location. So we hope as producers continue in this process of educating themselves about the new Farm Bill that they will avail themselves to the resources that are on the Cotton Council's website.